Imagine opening a restaurant bill, like expecting to pay for just a standard dinner out and seeing a surprise line item for a private jet. That is the level of financial shock hitting employers right now over weight loss drugs.
Right, yeah. We are talking about GLP-1, so those highly effective appetite-regulating medications like Ozempic and Wegovy. And they are undeniable life-changing medical miracles for patients. But there is a crushing financial weight being placed on the employers and public budgets who, actually foot the bill.
Okay, let's unpack this. Usually, when we talk about these drugs, we focus on the individual patient losing weight. But today, we are doing a deep dive into the source material to look at the entities paying the premiums. And if you get health insurance through your job, you are caught right in the middle of this massive tension.
Absolutely.
Take Belchertown, Massachusetts. It is a small town that was suddenly slammed with just devastating, unexpected insurance premiums.
Just from covering these medications for their municipal employees? What's fascinating here is that this isn't just a small town problem, It is replicating on a massive corporate scale. Claims data from Assured Partners shows that a company with just 1,000 employees on its health plan can expect to spend over $900,000 in 2025 on GLP-1s alone.
Oh, wow. Almost $1 million.
Yeah, and by the end of last year, the cost of anti-obesity drugs actually surpassed anti-diabetic drugs in cost per employee.
I mean, for health plans, it's like suddenly adding a luxury car lease to every employee's benefit package without expanding the budget. It completely breaks the traditional insurance math, right? Normally, insurance relies on risk pools where you have a few sick people claiming benefits and many healthy people paying in.
Right, but with over 40% of adults qualifying as obese, the risk pool is basically everyone. It's like an auto insurance policy where nearly half the people driving get into an accident on the exact same day.
Yeah, the system just isn't built to absorb that volume of high claims all at once.
Exactly. And because these drugs run up to $16,000 a year per patient, it forces a critical question. Do they eventually pay for themselves by making populations healthier over time? And the surprising answer is, well, no.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because I have to push back on that. Shouldn't preventing a future heart attack or like stopping diabetes in its tracks save health plans massive amounts of money in the long run? Preventative medicine is supposed to be cheaper. Why doesn't the math work here?
It seems completely counterintuitive, right? I mean, the data shows that GLP-1s do reduce medical costs, mostly because of fewer non-surgical hospital admissions. But here is the ratio you really need to know. For roughly every $1 an employer saves on those hospital visits, they are spending over $10 on the prescription itself.
Wait, really? $1 saved for 10 spent?
Yeah. Studies actually indicate that GLP-1 costs would need to plummet by at least 70% just to break even.
A 70% drop, that's a massive gap.
And that gap is widened by a real-world adherence problem. Clinical trials show amazing success, sure, but in reality, many patients quit the medication within a year.
Oh, so they just stopped taking it.
Right, and the biological mechanism of the drug means when they stop, they often regain two-thirds of the weight. So for the employer who just paid 10 or 15 grand for a year of that prescription, it results in massive financial waste with zero long-term health return.
Okay, so if employers are bringing thousands of dollars on patients who just quit and regain the weight, it completely makes sense why they are starting to build fences around this benefit. How are they actually attempting to cut these costs?
Well, they're trying a few different mechanisms. Some, like the major health system Ascension or the University of Texas at Austin, just couldn't make the math work and dropped coverage entirely.
Just completely dropped it.
Yep. Others are capping the financial exposure, like Mayo Clinic instituting a strict $20,000 lifetime limit.
Which basically gives an employee, what, about a year and a half of coverage before they are cut off?
Roughly, yeah. And North Carolina's state health plan proposed an interesting hurdle. They proposed restricting GLP-1s to members with a BMI over 40 and requiring them to complete a 6-month nutrition program before they can even get a prescription.
Wow.
That isn't just about eating well, It is a deliberate mechanism to filter out patients who might lack the long-term commitment. It solves that adherence and financial waste problem we just talked about.
So they are basically testing people to see if they will stick with a routine before investing the money. That makes total sense. So what does this all mean? Is there any relief coming for these budgets?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the pressure isn't easing anytime soon. Forecasts from Milliman project that utilization will just keep rising until it plateaus somewhere between 2028 and 2030,
And reaching what kind of numbers?
up to 6% to 20% of commercial populations. And the financial cavalry isn't coming. Cheaper generic versions aren't expected to hit the market until 2034 to 2041.
That is a very long time to hold your breath on an expensive premium. We are looking at an incredible medical breakthrough that is simultaneously an ongoing, brutal financial puzzle for the people paying the bills.
Right. The health benefits are fantastic, but the employers footing the bill are realizing they simply cannot afford to keep this tab open indefinitely.
Which leaves you with a really important question to ponder. As more and more employers completely drop coverage to save their budgets, will these life-changing drugs simply become an out-of-pocket luxury? It makes you wonder, are we watching the creation of a new severe class divide in public health?